die Renaissance des Jiddischen hinterfragt. Deshalb möchte ich Sie, Herr Professor Bojarin, mal fragen, can you say something to the Renaissance of the Yiddish language? And are you skeptic or optimistic about that?
Now?
Yes, now.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
Yes, very briefly. We were talking about this at dinner last night, in fact. I live on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, across the Williamsburg Bridge from the largest Hasidic neighborhood, perhaps in the world, perhaps outside of Jerusalem. And I believe that Yiddish, which is not necessarily the language recognized or understood so easily by those of us who learned at YIVO or in Columbia University in the 1970s, but that there absolutely is a living Yiddish that young children from Kinahara, large Hasidic families, are being raised in and being educated in. And I mentioned last night I'd been on a subway train a few years ago in a car with two young Hasidic mothers and several children, and the two women were speaking to each other in English and to their children in Yiddish. What that Yiddish will be is of course not the Yiddish of Satmar and Hungary from the 1930s, but it is absolutely a continuing development of that Yiddish. And the extent to which it will ever integrate what we think of as 20th century modern Yiddish culture is a much more difficult question, about which I won't speculate.
Ja, wir werden sicherlich darauf noch eingehen können.